Rise and shine, everyone. How's it going out there? This is Amy, and it's time for Amy's Kids Show, and I am so excited to be here today. Let me see if I can get these volumes all working. Yes, I am so excited to be here today live in the studio for Amy's Kids Show, which is at 2 o'clock on Sundays now at WMRW-FM. And I'm here with the chickens, and the chickens are extra excited today because I brought some other chickens for them to play with. Yes, I did. I've been playing with chickens. Chickens in my neighborhood, the best kind of chickens. And what have I been doing? Well, I have been getting ready for today's show, which it happens to be all about the time of year we're in. We are about to have a festival, a celebration at my house. What about you at your house? Anybody getting ready for Thanksgiving? Well, what do we do at Thanksgiving? What's the most important part of Thanksgiving? Well, one of my favorite things to celebrate here at Amy's Kids Show is an attitude of gratitude. So this time of year is just like extra exciting for me. So I'm just running around just gathering all my gratitude, all the things that I'm thankful for. And I am not alone. I am not alone in that feeling of gratitude. That's for sure, because not only have I been going around the state and collecting different kids' ideas about what they're grateful for, and I'm going to share some of those with you today, but I also am super grateful to have amazing neighbors in my neighborhood who are willing to sit at the table and talk about gratitude with me, which is just extra cool. And you know how abundant coolness and amazingness is in our universe? Well, let me tell you that today, you're not just going to get to sit at the table with neighbors and talk about gratitude, but we are also going out in the barnyard, everybody. We are going out in the barnyard because this family happened to just now get a new miniature horse, and we're going to meet him, and his name's Buddy, and we're going to help brush him and everything. So it's been a very exciting week for me, and I am so grateful to be here and to be sharing it with you. Yes, because coming to the table, I just love that, right? Coming to the table like we do for Thanksgiving. Come to the table with all kinds of people, people you never even thought you would ever sit at a table with. And guess what happens? Magic happens. That's what happens. That's the original Thanksgiving story, isn't it? The pilgrims and the Indians or Native Americans, the folks living here, all sat together. They probably didn't even speak the same language, but guess what they knew? They knew the attitude of gratitude, and they shared it. That's what it's all about. Thanks for joining me. Let's get started.
Thank you for everything. Thank you for the Indians. Thank you for the pilgrims. Thank you for the space and the stars. Thank you for Jupiter and Mars. Thank you for the girls.
Thank you for the boys.
Thank you for the holidays when we make lots of noise. Thank you for the moon and the sun. Thank you for everyone. Thank you for the moon and the sun. Thank you for everyone.
I'm gonna sit at the welcome
table.
I'm gonna sit at the welcome table. Hallelujah, I'm gonna
sit at the welcome table
one of these days. I'm gonna feast on milk and
honey.
Oh, yes.
I'm gonna feast on milk and honey one of these days.
I'm God's children gonna sit
together.
Yes.
All God's children gonna sit
gonna together
one of these days. Hallelujah. All God's children gonna sit
together.
All God's children gonna sit together one of these days.
So I was just going to ask you guys, what are you thankful for? First of all, how old are you?
Seven.
I'm about to turn 12.
Excellent. When's your birthday?
November 24th.
Happy birthday! It really is almost your birthday.
It is.
Oh, fantastic. So Mr. Almost 12. What are some things that you're thankful for?
I'm thankful for getting that winter's coming and that we've just had such a wonderful spring. And, what else am I thankful for? Thankful for all the new chickens we had this year. Thankful for the new horse we got. I'm thankful that I'm having my birthday, too.
Oh, excellent.
I'm thankful that we got a new car. That was nice.
Excellent. That's a good list. And what about you?
I'm thankful for horses. Definitely horses. I've been doing horseback riding.
Oh, horseback riding. What's that like?
So pretty fun.
Mhm. Do you have a saddle, or do you get right on the?
You have a saddle. I have ridden bareback before.
Mm-hmm. And you have your own horses that you ride?
Well, I go to horseback riding. We just got a miniature horse yesterday.
Oh, wow. Oh, so that's what we were talking about for Cricket's birthday, was a miniature
horse. His name is Buddy.
Oh, Buddy. Cool. But he's a mini horse, so probably not for riding.
Well, little kids can ride.
Oh, okay.
He came with a wagon, so.
Oh. I could pull somebody.
He loves his favorite food's carrots.
Really?
When the farmer comes to town with the wagon broken down, the farmer is the one who feeds us all. If you only look and see, I think you will agree that the farmer is the one who feeds us all. On credit till the fall. Every woman, child, and man, I think, will understand that the farmer is the one who feeds us all. The driver in his hack will drive you there and back, but the farmer is the one who feeds us all. Policeman on the beat will grab a bite to eat. The farmer is the one, farmer is the one, lives on credit till the fall. Every woman, child, and man, I think, will understand, but the farmer is the one who feeds us all. Hangs around.
while the butcher cuts a pound, but the farmer is the one who feeds us all. Farmer is the one, farmer is the one, lives on credit till the fall. Every woman, child, and man, I think, will understand that the farmer is the one who feeds us all.
In the alphabet.
T! Can I make a request?
Yeah, as long as it starts with T.
Tiramisu.
Can do. Anybody else? It's gotta start with you.
How about upside down cake?
Will pineapple do?
Oh, yeah!
B is for vanilla.
Or it could be fish's foie.
W is Venus schnitzel, and it's extra good because...
Any ideas what I can make that starts with Z?
How about zucchini?
Oh, yeah, or maybe ziti.
No, it's gotta be zabaione.
Come again, dude?
Zabaione. It's a classic Italian dessert, a very light, foamy custard made by whisking together egg yolks, sugar, and...
Awesome! I think I found an apprentice.
He's the drummer with the dinner.
Girls and boys, who put that burger on your plate? Who brought you the burger? Mother Nature and the workers. That's who put the burger on your plate. Girls and boys, that's who put the burger on your plate. Who put the bun on the burger on your plate? Girls and boys, who put the bun on the burger on your plate? Who put the bun upon your burger? Mother Nature and the workers and the reapers and the threshers, the seedlings and the raindrops and the bakers and the truckers. That's who put the bun and the burger on your plate. Girls and boys, that's who put the bun and the burger on your plate. Who put the patty and the bun and the burger on your plate? Girls and boys, who put the patty and the bun and the burger on your plate? Who put the patty and the bun and the burger? Mother Nature and the workers and the reapers and the threshers, the seedlings and the raindrops and the bakers and the truckers, and the ranchers and the farmers and the butchers and inspectors, and most of all, the cow. That's it with the patty and the bun and the burger on your plate. Girls and boys, that's it with the patty and the bun and the burger on your plate. But wait!
Before you eat, remember to say thank you to Mother Nature and the workers and the reapers and the threshers and the seedlings and the raindrops and the bakers and the truckers and the ranchers and the farmers and the butchers and inspectors and the cows and special shepherds, 'cause that's who put the burger on your plate. Girls, boys, that's who put the burger on your plate. Yee-haw!
Well, folks, I've just been dancing around here, celebrating the farmers and the cows and the ranchers and the bakers and the store owners and all the people who come together, right, to bring our food to our table. And I am so super lucky to live here in Vermont, where we have lots of farmers. More than some other places, I think. And my neighbors, some of them are farmers. And so I went and visited with a couple of them just yesterday. And I got to meet their new horse, Buddy. So we are going to go out with the cows and the chickens. You're going to hear them all. They're all talking. Well, except for Buddy. Buddy wasn't talking. And it turns out that's just fine, because everyone is perfect just the way they are, and everyone has a place, right? Everyone has a place at the table. Just like when we put the food on the table, there's a place for the beans, and there's a place for the squash, and there's a place for everything. There's a place for you. Pull up a chair. And we'll find a chair if we don't have one, and we'll sit on the floor if we've got to, right? Because the important part is being together. Thanks for joining me.
The bushes.
Oh, okay.
Have these out before.
Look, I'm washing him. Oh, I bet he likes that, huh? It's like petting him but taking out the snarls in his hair.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh, so he did go poop this one.
That's what we want.
I need to show
you. Oh, yeah.
You can go poop.
Okay.
Are you from here or not?
Hi, Buddy.
Can you shut the door then, too?
Hi, Buddy. Nice to meet you.
I want to get some of the two holes because he may just like put your lip and he couldn't hear you, but I, my guess is he wouldn't miss you, but I don't want him.
Especially with me smelling like a carrot so much these days.
You can definitely pet him in the back. He likes that.
Okay.
He's like, what is that?
What is that?
I bet he'll like it.
Oh, you do like being calm, do you? He's standing still for you. That's fantastic. Huh? Oh, hi there, Buddy.
He definitely likes this time of year because it's not so much on flies.
Oh, yeah, the flies and the horses. Yeah, they don't like that. They have to swish their tail all the time. I would think it would get tiring.
I haven't even seen him swish his tail yet.
Oh, really?
So that's actually good, because we don't want him.
Well, most of the flies are dead. It's so cold.
Yeah, now is a good time. Have you ever seen two horses, like, they'll stand opposite so they can swish their tail in each other's faces? And they kind of help each other out. It's like a buddy system sort of thing when it's fly season.
What does this say?
What does that say? Lawler. L-A-W-L-E-R. Lawler. Somebody must have owned that before, huh?
Probably.
Yeah, that was their special horse brush. Huh, buddy? You get a horse brush from Mr. Lawler, or Mrs. Lawler.
Watch out. I don't want to see the pins. You don't need a
Do you want to see the bunny?
Sure.
Well, let's just brush him a second. He needs a lot of attention.
He does. So have you guys had a horse before, or is this your first one?
This is the first time. We just got him yesterday.
Yesterday?
Most of the people thought it was Cricket's birthday present. But it's actually just like, Dad wants to get a big horse, but he doesn't want to get a big horse. And then, like, we don't know how to take care of him. We're like, wait, this is a big, ginormous horse, much smaller than this little thing. How do I take care of him?
Uh-huh.
Like that.
So this will be a good way to practice. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what he's for. He's like a practice horse.
A practice horse. Wonderful. And he seems to have settled in. He doesn't seem nervous or shy.
No, he got him yesterday. So many people thought he was,
Cricket's birthday present?
Yes. And I was like, but it's not.
He's a little more than Cricket's birthday present.
Yes.
He's sort of everybody's birthday present.
Yes.
Yeah, and who's that mooing over there?
I think that's Gypsy's cow.
Gypsy's cow?
Oh, I actually have some Gypsy. He's pretty nice.
Uh-huh. So what, you'll have to brush him? What else do you have to do to take care of your horse?
Feed him?
Uh-huh. What does he like to eat?
Well, we give him only grain at the winter.
Okay.
None in the summer or autumn or any of that. Nope.
He loves when I do this with his nose.
Oh, he does like you rubbing his nose.
I don't want you really... I don't get too close to his mouth because I don't like him nipping.
Right. Yeah,
he could nip. So usually what ponies do is they will follow you around and smell your jacket and nip you. He doesn't do that. He just smells your jacket. But if you kind of like... Wouldn't it be annoying if someone just like rubbing your nose kind of like...
After a while, it would feel annoying.
You know, it's kind of annoying, because I want to do something else.
Uh-huh.
Then he usually nips you. So, just, I would go up on his face, but I don't want to go down, like, on his nose.
Oh, so you have to kind of, like, think like a horse. Like, what would I want if I was a horse?
Yeah.
And so you've been hanging out with horses, going riding, you said, right?
Yeah, I do riding.
So you've been learning a little bit about them.
Yeah, I can trot and canter.
Trot and canter, cool.
Canter's hard.
That is hard. That takes a lot of practice.
You're lucky that he was so fancy. The person that we got him had the flood, and they have been worn around in the muck.
Oh.
So he is so fancy.
He's so muddy, huh? So horses like mud. That's funny, because I know, like, elephants like to roll in the mud, rhinoceros, but horses, too.
Sometimes, you know what I usually
He has such a fluffy nose.
You usually don't see them on.
Usually don't what?
You don't usually see them roll, but they do roll.
They do roll, yeah.
They roll.
Now, I have a question. Do they sleep standing up? Is that true?
I don't know. We can ask Dad. I should know you.
Well, we can watch him.
Yeah, does he sleep at night? Like, they sleep, like, at nighttime when...
I don't know.
We have a hay barn. Yeah, it would make sense to just lay down.
I wish if they chained up sleeping, because he has that hay bit. I think they lay down and, like, duck their head on the ground and shut their eyes. I don't think they stand up sleeping.
Okay, so he'll lay down. Yeah, it'll be good to investigate and find out. I've always been curious, because they spend so much time
sleeping. Rosie, Cricket, you let Rosie in.
No, Rosie was already in. Rosie wants to get to know the new horse, too, huh? It's the new horse, Cricket. You just got him. Isn't that exciting? I'm excited for you. That's so cool. So who came up with the name Buddy? Did he come with that name?
That's the name he's been born with.
He was born with that name. I think it's a good one. Definitely.
Who wants to see the bunnies?
Want to see the bunnies? Everybody really likes the new horror, Bobby. It's hard to get. Bunnies are cool too. We'll see.
Baby, do you want to play?
I like the bunnies too.
No, I'll let Cricket can do it. I'm good.
We have two. This is a comb. It's fine.
Yeah.
He likes it.
I could try combing them.
So what you do is you basically go with the hand. So if you're using a brush, you don't go like this because it's uncomfortable for the horse. You have to go where the hair's out. With a comb, you don't really have to because it's. Sometimes you would go like that.
Oh, okay.
To make it comfortable.
Yeah.
So you don't really like yank like that. You kind of just like dab and then like pretty much softly and easy.
Yeah.
If you're kind of yanking that, that would pull out.
Right.
Why would you like that?
Right, and you probably know because you have long hair. You get your hair combed, right? So you know how it feels. Oh, good job, Cricket. Going right with it. Nice.
What?
I bet that helps with all the mud he gets when he rolls in the mud.
Yeah.
Yes.
We didn't get the flood too bad. All of our ponds and streams wasted, but it wasn't that bad. We had a couple of bunnies get, a couple of cages get a little wet. And, well, actually, on the flood, a couple of things happened to our bunnies, but they all made it. They were fine, but it was scary.
It was scary, yeah.
We have a bunny and another bunny. Like,
oh, look at them all. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, they were in the barn last time. I wasn't even looking for them out here.
Yeah.
Oh, they're all looking at us, aren't they?
Because we used to have an ormond, but Dad made better lids, and then the ormond left. And then Mom was like, well, we should move them outside.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they do like it outside. They like the fresh air. Hi, Buddy. Do you like the microphone? Do you think Buddy has something to say?
Maybe.
What would Buddy say if he could talk? What do you think?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't like if a horse could talk.
Yeah.
I like how they're just all normal horses like you.
Right. Ah. We like you, Buddy, just the way you are.
The only thing is, you can't run next to Buddy. You need to be quiet. But if you don't want it, that's, like, not careful. Because if he went, like, fuck his feet behind you, you would get hit. Or, like, in the tail, and you would poop it. Crab out of that thing, and he's running around.
Right.
And he can slap you in the face.
So you do have to be careful around horses. They are strong. They don't always know how strong they are.
Yeah. And you cannot yell at Buddy.
No yelling at him.
You can yell at big horses.
Uh-huh.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Not too much, but you cannot yell at Buddy. Some miniature horses you can yell at. Some horses you can yell at. You cannot yell at Buddy. So it depends on the horse that you are. Buddy is one of those horses that you can't yell at.
Oh, how did people find that out? Did they try it and then Buddy said, no, thank you, I don't like that? Or?
Well, basically, if you yell at him, then he remembers that every time that he sees you and he doesn't want to help you or walk with you or like you. He doesn't like you. So that's why you can't yell at him or he doesn't. So that's why we try not yelling at him.
Okay.
And if you do, if you try yelling at him, you try forgiving him.
Oh, forgiving him, that's a good, yeah. Yeah, because sometimes, you know, you can get frustrated with
like
horses.
If you just got him food and he knocks it over, that would get you frustrated.
Oh, you give him food and he knocks it over, yeah, that would be frustrating. But you got to kind of have patience and forgive him.
Singing high and sweet.
Well, hello, folks. That was kind of fun, wasn't that? Going to the farm, meeting Buddy. So Thanksgiving is all about coming to the table, right? With everybody, your neighbors, other folks, anybody, right? Coming to that table, and something changes once we come to the table together. And so if we think about the original Thanksgiving, the first Thanksgiving that this holiday is based on, and we think of, wow, there couldn't be two more different groups of people on the planet at that time than the Puritans escaping, you know, troubles over in Europe, coming over to this continent, to this land, being so brave, and then meeting the folks who were living here, the Native Americans, who were just so different, right? They must have been so different from each other. They had never even seen pictures of each other. Think about that. There weren't even pictures back then, so they had no idea who they were going to meet. They did not speak the same language, and yet they came together and helped each other. Maybe sometimes those things might make it easier in a way, right? If we aren't speaking the same language and we're so completely different and unexpected, magic can happen.
It's turkey time, people. But first, you should learn about Thanksgiving's origin and who helped us out. It's all about gratitude, the Wampanoag, and more than anything else, survival. Do it to it.
Peel those crops, that's compromising. Thanksgiving's origins may be surprising. Three-day feast, Plymouth Rock. To the rhythm like tick-tock. It's a day for a feast, a day to be grateful. L2L says gratitude is way cool.
Yeah. Gratitude is way cool. Time to set sail, said a few Europeans. Let's start our own land and live the way we see it. They left from Spain on the ship Mayflower. They were fed up with the English rules and powers. 101 men, women and kids had the courage and bravery to do what they did. There were gales pounding sails. Could they fail? They made Plymouth Rock yelling, we prevailed.
Thanksgiving's origins may be surprising. Three-day feast, Plymouth Rock. You read to the rhythm like tick-tock. It's a day for a feast, a day to be grateful. L2L says gratitude is way cool.
Yeah. Gratitude is way cool. Part two, it's all true. Here's the compromise. They came through, Squanto's crew, and opened Pilgrim's eyes. They built a pact to stop attacks from other warring tribes. They taught them fish could fertilize and even shared supplies. So what's the name of this tribe that helped the Pilgrims to survive? They're the Wampanoag.
What?
I said the Wampanoag.
Oh.
Together they feasted for three straight days. Natives chilling with the Pilgrims and giving thanks. Yeah. Yeah, that's where we get Thanksgiving. Now it's time to be grateful for the way we're living.
Feel those crops, that is compromising. Thanksgiving's origins may be surprising. Three-day feast, Plymouth Rock. You read to the rhythm like tick-tock. It's a day for a feast, a day to be grateful. L2L says gratitude is way cool. Arrive at last in the modern day, and what can I say? Spend some time with your fam and celebrate. Go ahead and celebrate. Just remember why, as you're pouring the gravy, maybe there's more to this than all the crazy foods, meats, puddings, and pies. It's time to remember and realize it was a Wampanoag. It was a Wampanoag. They compromised, shared supplies, and helped the Pilgrims to survive.
The Pilgrims were cold, so cold. They didn't have food, no food. Along came the Indians, saying, how do you thanks for our new friends, Thanksgiving. You bring the popcorn, we'll bring the tea. What is missing? Let's have a dinner.
Elephant looking at me. I said, oh no, what you gonna do? You got enough for one, you got enough for two. I got enough for me, yes that's true. If I got enough for me, I guess I got enough for you. Come on in.
Thank you.
We were sitting down to eat, just about to begin. There was a knock on the door, said,
can I come in?
Opened up the door, what did I see? It was a great big bear that was loose. I said, oh no, what you gonna do? You got enough for one, you got enough for two. I got enough for me, yes that's true. If I got enough for me, I guess I got enough for you. Come on in, there's not room for anybody else. Come on in.
Thanks a lot.
We were sitting down to eat, just about to begin. Another knock on the door said,
can I come in?
Opened up the door, what did I see? It was a great big lion that was looking at me. I said, whoa, no, what you gonna do? You got enough for one, you got enough for two. Got enough for me, yes, that's true. If I got enough for me, I guess I got enough for you. There's no room for anybody else. Come on in, but there's no room, no, no, no. We were sitting down to eat, just about to begin. Another knock on the door said,
can I come in?
Opened up the door, what did I see? It was a hairy gorilla that was looking at me. I said, oh no, what you gonna do? You got enough for one, you got enough for two. I got enough for me, yes, that's true. If I got enough for me, I guess I got enough. No room for anybody else. I hope nobody comes to that door. No, no, no. We were sitting down to eat, just about to begin. Another knock on the door said,
can I come in?
Opened up the door, what did I see? It was a big blue whale blowing water at me. I said, oh no, what you gonna do? You got enough for one, you got enough for two. I got enough for me, yes, that's true. I got enough for me, I guess I got enough for you. There's no room for anybody else. There's no more room, there's no, no, no more room. We were sitting down to eat, just about to begin. Another knock on the door says, can I come in? I opened up the door, and what did I see? It was an itty bitty caterpillar looking at me. I said, oh no, what she gonna do? I don't think there's room for you. She said, yes, there is. I'm sure there's room. She walked in the door and the house went boom. Oh, no, what you gonna do? You got enough for one. You got enough for two. I got enough for me. Yes, that's true. If I got enough for me, I guess I got enough. Hey, listen. Oh, no, what you gonna do? You got enough.
Sometimes your mom, sometimes your dad, sometimes the best friend that I never had. You teach me my rights, you teach me my wrongs, you give me freedom to sing my songs. In the beginning, you turn on the lights,
I was lost in a forest of frights. 3'9", but I could reach great heights. That's what you told me, and I believed you, 'cause sometimes your mom, sometimes your dad, sometimes the best friend that I never had. You teach me my rights, you teach me my wrongs, you give me freedom to sing my songs. Along with muscles, my confidence grew. I could count, you were teaching me to. I knew all the creatures at the zoo, spell their names now, you made it come alive. Sometimes your mom, sometimes your dad, sometimes the best friend that I never had. You teach me my rights, you teach me my wrongs, you give me freedom to sing my songs. Surprised my parents one night in my bed, read a page to them just like you said. I was proud and felt my face turn red. They hugged and held me, thank you for your believing. Sometimes your mom, sometimes your dad, sometimes the best friend that I never had. You teach me my rights, you teach me my wrongs, you give me freedom to sing my songs. Out on the playground, you made us a team. How to work out the tempers and steam. Kept us laughing and we made a scene. We learned some tolerance, your lessons come in handy. Sometimes your mom, sometimes your dad, sometimes the best friend that I never had. You teach me my rights, you teach me my wrongs, you give me freedom to sing my songs. When I was teenaged, I had to beware. Yeah, I liked you, but I didn't dare. Don't know where I'd be if you weren't there. I had to keep it in, but now I'll sing it out. Sometimes your mom, sometimes your dad, sometimes the best friend that I never had. You teach me my rights, you teach me my wrongs, you give me freedom to sing my songs. If the world only knew how much you give and what you do, if the world only knew, the celebrated creatures would be the teachers, my unsung heroes. I'm singing to you. Sometimes your mom, sometimes your dad, sometimes the best friend that I never had. You teach me my rights, you teach me my wrongs, you give me freedom to sing my songs. Sometimes your mom, sometimes your dad, sometimes the best friend that I never had. You teach me my rights, you teach me my wrongs, you give me freedom to sing my songs, to sing my songs, I'll sing my songs. Thanks.
Hey there. You're a chicken. And I'm a turkey. And here is my love song, just to you. I love your wings, I love your beak. You do those things, they're so unique. I love your eyes, the way you walk. I love your voice, the way you squawk. I'm so alone, alone and blue. Come be my own and love me too. You need to know about my love. Hey, where'd you go, my turkey dove? Hey, where'd you go, my turkey dove? Well, how do you like that? Another one flies the coop. Okay, she's not the only bird on this farm. Uh-huh. Hey there. You're a duck. And I'm a turkey. And here is my love song, just to you. I love your wings. I love feel you do those things. That's such a thrill. I love your eyes, your ruffled back. I love your voice, the way you quack. Come be with me. What do you say? Hey, this could be your lucky day. Hey, this could be your lucky day. Your lucky day. Your lucky day. Your lucky ducky. Ducky. Oh, pretty ducky. Hey, hello.
This is a story of a dishwashing man. Dishwashing man, the dishwashing man. He never saw a dish that he didn't understand. The dishwashing man is a hard-working man. No matter how high the pile he can. When the dishwashing man was a dishwashing boy, he dishwashed his way from Wichita to Troy. In the dishwashing days of the great Midwest, the dishwashing boy put some hairs on his chest. At a Hojo's in Tulsa, he refined his craft. But when it comes to getting paid, the dishwasher gets the shaft. So he earned a promotion to a busboy position. After two sorry weeks, he found himself wishing he was a dishwashing man, a dishwashing man. He never saw a dish that he didn't understand. A dishwashing man, he's a hard-working man. No matter how high the pile he can. So back to the suds, our hero went, to the comforting scent of detergent. But despite his skill, he got no respect. A manager'd walk by in a huff and expect a raid. On dishwashing man, on dishwashing man. He never saw a dish that he didn't understand. The dishwashing man is a hard-working man. No matter how high the pile he can. Over many a year and many a mess, the dishwasher proved he could dishwash with the best. But all the abuse finally took its toll. It weakened the resolve in the dishwasher's soul. It was out in Kansas City when it all fell through. He loved a young waitress with a nice hairdo, but she broke his heart and it led him to drink. The dishwasher's fortunes went right down the sink. It didn't take long before he lost his job. And without honest work, the dishwasher was just a slob. He lost his pride, a sense of his own worth. Turned his back on the calling for which he'd taken birth. He ate like a pig and he drank like a fish. The dishwasher feared that he'd washed his final dish. But then one day, the good Lord willeth that a pan be soiled with unspeakable filth. An entire kitchen staff tried to get the pan clean. They fought it and they cursed it, but the pan was just as mean. And up spoke an old-timer who said he heard tale of a dishwashing man whose efforts never failed. And that was the dishwashing man, the dishwashing man. He never saw a dish that he didn't understand. A dishwashing man is a hard-working man. No matter how high the pile he can. So they rushed over to the telephone directory. They got to the M's, looked up, man, comma, D. But when they heard his weary voice, they thought he was a loafer. He said, don't you worry, boys, I'm coming right over. Well, 2 months later, he finally staggered to the scene with Cheetos on his teeth and bacon in between. He let out a belch, scratched himself and cussed. In the dishwasher's hair were cigarette butts and crust. Now, pot scrubbing Pete, he spoke right up. He said, we're looking at a man who's all dishwashed up. But the dishwashing man, he just said, let me through. There's scum on that pan, and there's something I can do. Cause I'm the dishwashing man, the dishwashing man. I never saw a dish that I didn't understand. A dishwashing man is a hard-working man. No matter how high the pile he can. Well, he labored and he scrubbed, and he gave it all he had. Cause he wanted that pan, and he wanted it bad. After nearly a week, he finally emerged. But the townsfolk still wondered, should we cheer or sing a dirge? Then pot-scrubbing Pete walked back to the dish drain. Saw a vanquished pan without a single stain. Well, the cheer rang out through Kansas City that night. But the dishwashing man, he shuns the limelight. So he slipped out the door, passed up his reward. Strolled through the parking lot and climbed into his Ford. But on the face of the dishwasher, you couldn't miss the grin. Now the dishwashing man, he's out there dishwashing again. Yeah, he's the dishwashing man. He's the dishwashing man. He never saw a dish that he didn't understand. A dishwashing man is a hard-working man, no matter how high the pile he can.
Well, folks, we did it. We came to the end of our Thanksgiving edition here, our Thanksgiving edition of Amy's Kids Show. And I just wanted to share a couple of the things that kids along the way have told me that they are thankful for out there in Vermont as I've been traveling around and collecting their ideas on this gratitude chain that I've been growing over the past many, many months. And that's one of the things I'm grateful for, is being able to talk with kids about what they're grateful for, because you learn so much about the abundance of the world when you talk to kids about things like this. And so here's what they came up with: washing the windows. Well, I'm grateful for that too, and that's why we did a shout out to the dishwashing man there. That's our annual Thanksgiving celebration for dishwashers and window washers and everyone who helps us clean up. Yay! And I'm grateful for my mom's cookies. I'm grateful for community and being able to help my mama. I'm grateful for being kind. I'm grateful it's not raining. I'm grateful for bubbles. I'm grateful for breathing freely. And many, many people said their families. So many people said their families, friends, and pets. And here's my favorite one. God, I love me because, God, I love everyone and me. So there you go. Treat yourself equally. Treat everyone equally, including yourself, right? Invite yourself right up to that table, because you belong there. I belong there. All of us belong there together. And that's where the fun starts. Remember, you're the greatest, guys. Thanks for joining me for Amy's Kids Show.